podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Oscar Bevis for IFL TV. Adam, I really appreciate you having us at IFL down tonight. I had to take it outside. Regards to Coogan, of course. I had to take it outside. It's nice and lively in there. And everyone's celebrating Summit Sports. Could you give us kind of a quick intro about why we're here today?
Yeah, Summit Sports, a new venture, a new business, and very, very excited about it. A group of us have come together, and we believe that we believe in athletes, and we love sportsmen, sportswomen. There's influencers, gamers as well in the business. We've got verticals, so we've got a boxing vertical, a motorsport vertical, and a gamers influence vertical. Bye, Raven. And we've got a football one hopefully to come. So we're looking at basically helping out athletes in the best possible way. We can't get in the ring for them, we can't get on the court for them, we can't get on the pitch for them. What we can do is we can support them. And I think that's my passion, has always been those athletes, those sportswomen and sportsmen. I've mentored a few at Sky Sports before under the Sky Scholarship Scheme, which was amazing. And I'm really looking to work closer than ever before with a different squad of athletes. And I really want to give back. I want to give back some experience I've got over the years, some advice, be there on the good days as well as the bad days and every day. There's ups and downs in boxing. And, you know, sometimes they just need people to talk to. I'm a big supporter of families that are behind the athlete. I think it's really important to have your parents or, you know, family members involved. And I think it's also important to have, you know, experience and people that really care. And I think this group here, this squad, our Summit squad, we want to take athletes to the top by doing it in a really, you know, all-encompassing 360 way, by helping them out with commercially, in legal terms, with property investment, wealth management, with mental health, with a whole scheme of things, and obviously plotting their sporting journeys too, and that transition, that difficult transition to life beyond. So for me, it's about giving back to the athlete and helping the sportsman and woman in the best possible way.
Well, so you know us, guys. We've been there at the top of people's games, interviewing someone who's won a world title. We've been there when you've got someone who's lost for a Southern Area title. What is it about kind of that side in sports that you can kind of change? Because there's a lot of managers on the scene, a lot of promoters on the scene. What is it about you guys that you think can be a bit different to your usual guy?
What's our USP you're trying to get, Oscar, aren't you? I think...
Did I ask a very formal question?
Sure. I think there's some great management teams out there and some fantastic promoters, as you know. I've also signed a deal with Izzy at GBM, so I'm going to be helping them too. And there's some brilliant, you know, huge amounts of promoters, from Matchroom to Queensbury to the Salons at Wasserman, to Bennett Boxer, obviously, who I've worked with most recently, and the managements, the 258s, the IMGs, the Wassermans, the Paul Reddys, the great people of the world that do a fantastic job. And, you know, I wish all of them well. I'm not really in competition. I don't like talking about what they're going to be doing or what they do better or worse. We're just going to be doing what we do, which is, I think there is a gap. I think there is a chance to really work maybe more hand in hand with the athlete. And I just want to be there. I want to be on the front line. I want to be at the end of a phone on a rainy night when it's really tough. And I've had fighters come to me over the years and just say, look, I'm a bit lost, or I don't really have anyone to go to or talk to. I guess I want to be that person, that director of boxing talent at Summit, that they can come to. And it doesn't really matter for me whether we're working with them exclusively or not exclusively, or I'm just even helping. There's fighters here tonight that, you know, they're working with other people, and we're not out to poach or to look at them. I'm out to help. If they want a bit of advice, I'll happily give it to them. But no, this is a business, and Summit Sports are going to be, I think we're doing it from the heart, and I think it's a really genuine thing. And I think we come together, it's a synergy of people that really want to give back. We've got an athlete that's on the sort of sports science, strength and conditioning side, who's got a boxing management's license. We've got the entrepreneur in Ollie, who's an expert commercially and legally. In Sarah, we've got someone who's got incredible experience in all sorts of, you know, organization, operational worlds, and is very well connected. We've got Oakley and Ben from the creators. You know, they're experts in their field. And I think I bring, you know, 30 years of working for the biggest sporting company in Britain, if not the world, the icon, the don of Sky Sports, the amazing place that I loved working for so long. And you know, I bring that and I bring my experience of boxing, the good, bad and ugly, and my connections into the business. But I think at the epicenter is the love that I personally, and I believe the others all have, for sportswomen and sportsmen. And I want that to shine through. That they're the ones on my walls at home, and still are. The David Gowers, the Barry McGuigans, the Tommy Hearnses, the Sammy Lees, the Kenny Dalglishes, the Alex Hurricane Higgins. There's all these amazing people that have come before. Katie Taylor up on my daughter's wall. You know, I'm inspired. I have Michael Watson here tonight. That made my night for me. Michael is my inspiration in so many ways. And I fought cancer and I've beaten cancer. And, you know, we shared a great time together tonight. I've hit rock bottom with my cancer, and I'm just happy to be alive. Oscar, it's great to see you, and I'm happy just to be here. So if I can give back in just a tiny way to the athletes that have that put their lives and their careers on the line for our entertainment, then hopefully I can do something good, and that's what I want to try and do. There's a great deal I've seen, and there's a great deal of history there, and some amazing nights and some terribly difficult ones. Life and death in boxing, and also, you know, some really sad stories of what's happened to athletes that maybe haven't been advised in the best possible way, or haven't had the best guidance, or have blown their money, or however, or just haven't had any mental health guidance or therapy or whatever it is, or it could be a number of reasons. But and that's sad, and you don't want to see anyone suffer. You want to see people thrive, especially those who are in that sporting arena. And yeah, for me, I respect every fighter that gets in the ring, whether they're a four-rounder, a journeyman, a southern area, like you were saying, or Floyd Mayweather and Joe Calzaghe, who I was with on Saturday night, which was great seeing Joe's in a great place. And, you know, I just care. I just love sportsmen and women. I was never good enough to be one myself. I was rubbish at sports, but I watched loads. I wanted to commentate. I wanted to call. And I just want to be around them now and help give back. And I think I did a half decent job with Savannah. I helped her as much as I could, from a pretty broken woman who froze at the Olympics in 2012 to a very successful professional. I think I helped Daniel Altmaier a great deal in tennis. He went from 220 in the world to post 1500, and now he's back in the top 50 and in all the majors. You know, I it's not me that did that, it's them, it's the athlete themselves. But if I was just a tiny little part that helped them along the way with a bit of advice, or just a happy, friendly voice at the end of a phone, then I'm pleased I've done that. And that's what I want to do more than anything. You know, that's what gives me pride, my family first and foremost, and the sportsmen and women I love in second place.
Well, we wish you all the best, of course, at IFL. And you mentioned Mr. Gower, who my dad would love. The fact that you mentioned that, so I'll pass it on to him in a bit.
Genuine hero of mine, David Gadd. Genuine hero.
Yeah, honestly, one of my dad's all-time favourites. Right, some other boxing stuff. This 5v5. I'm sure you've been asked about it a million times tonight. A very interesting type of topic. Have you already sat there kind of jotting your fights for the... we all kind of knew the weights before. It wasn't too much of a surprise, was it?
It's like those sketchbooks or Join the Dots, isn't it? First of all, you got Join the Dots with Frank and Eddie, and then are they friends and now they're...
I'm surprised we joined the dots between Frank and Eddie.
That's anything in boxing, Don King said, didn't he? It's great. Like, it's fantastic for the sport, what Saudi have done. It's brilliant. They're getting the big fights out there. We're getting some massive British shows here. I'm working with GBM and Izzy. We've had some terrific shows already this year, Sheffield and in Coventry. We've got a Rotherham next. A host of others up and down the country. I'm at the O2 on Sunday, Easter Sunday, for Ben's brilliant show with Fabio Wardley and Fraser Clark, Dalton Smith last weekend. DAZN and.
Are we in a good place? Because I feel like we can get told we're not in a good place. I feel like we can get told we're not in a good place at times. Are we in a good place?
I mean, Tasha Jonas and Michaela Mayer, Joshua Buatsi and Dan Aziz, Lauren Price about to fight for a world title, Dalton's last weekend, Queensbury, Hamza's show, it's everywhere. You know, Wasserman's, Josh Kelly, and then you go over to Saudi, it's America, Top Rank. I mean, sorry, but am I missing something? There's fights all the time, and the fighters are being paid, which is the most important thing. And the fans have got loads and loads of stuff. Nisha, good to see you.
Good to see you, right?
It's great to see Chef Clark, Isaac Chamberlain in the same room. Let's make the fight! Let's make it! Chef, come here. Where's Isaac? Let's make the fight. No, seriously. I get too excited. I love these guys. These guys get in the ring and put their, as I said, they put their careers, their reputation, their lives on the line for us. And five against five, fantastic. Can't wait. I've had my little go at it. I'll get on to Eddie and to George. They won't tell me. I'm like you. I'll find out when they want us to know. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? You got to come up with different things. It's like the golden ball in snooker. Another Barry, Eddie, genius. I mean, it's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, the purists aren't going to like it, but Ronnie went straight over there, and I love Ronnie, so I'm going to watch that. You've got to have different things. It's like when YouTubers came into boxing and everyone said, oh, what are we doing here? And we embraced it. We embraced Logan Paul and KSI. We never said they're world champions or even British champions, but they were entertaining. We're looking at a different audience. You've got to move with the times. Saudi is where it's at for big-time boxing at the moment. British boxing still going along at a great rate. Izzy wants to put on the big show, so does Ben, so does Eddie, so does George and Frank. It's fantastic, right? The sport's thriving. That's what we want. And I want to try and look after the athletes as best as I can. Sports Social Podcast Network.